Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, a low of 66. Racine Unified officials are urging two school board members to ignore a call from the Racine Education Association not to attend tonight's board meeting or leave before votes are taken on changes to the employee handbook so there isn't a quorum. However, those two board members have announced they will be absent. Two board members are already expected to be absent from tonight's meeting, both reportedly out of town. And board members Dennis Weiser and Julie McKenna issued a statement a short time ago saying they will not attend tonight's meeting. They say the handbook language is not the issue. It's the process, saying debate and a vote should be delayed until there are more than six board members present. Tonight's agenda includes language on changing the way the employee handbook is revised, eliminating a controversial and possibly illegal committee formed to discuss proposed changes. In a statement also released this afternoon, Superintendent Lolly Haas says there are many important items on tonight's agenda that require board approval to ensure the district is on track for a successful start to the upcoming school year. July existing home sales in Wisconsin rose 16.9% compared to a year ago, every region of the state reporting an increase, according to the Wisconsin Realtors Association, with median prices up an average of 3.8%.
The southeast corner showed an 11.9% sales hike and a 4.7% price bump. Kenosha sales in July up 30.5%, Racine 11.5%, 2.8% in Milwaukee. Median prices for those sales were up 13.1% in Kenosha, 6.3% in Racine, 6% in Milwaukee. January through July sales for the entire region up 12%, a 9% boost in the median prices. Sales in Kenosha increasing 11.8%, Racine a jump of 18.6%, Milwaukee a 5.4% rise. Median prices through 7 months up 14.3% in Kenosha, 12.7% in Racine, 10% in Milwaukee. I'm Tom Carkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.
A recently reported equipment problem at a BP refinery in Whiting, Indiana, has gas prices in Wisconsin up by 37 cents a gallon from last week and 28 cents higher than the national average. AAA puts the average price in the state at $2.95 versus $2.58 last week. Eau Claire had the lowest price at $2.69, while the most expensive gas was in Milwaukee at $3.23. The BP refinery problems caused prices across the Great Lakes region to skyrocket last week. State agriculture officials voiced concern last week about the possible return of the bird flu this fall when birds migrate for the winter, and that has some worried about egg prices soaring again. At least one analyst reportedly has speculated egg prices could reach $6 a dozen. Brandon Scholes, the president of the Wisconsin Grocers Association, says poultry farmers were caught off guard when the disease hit last spring, and they're better prepared now.
I think that the steps that they took after that put them in a position to be much stronger in the event that it happens. I think they would react quicker. I think that the chances of the avian flu coming back in are significantly less than what they were before.
He says if the bird flu does come back, he highly doubts that egg prices would hit the $6 mark. A proposed $24.5 million expansion of CETA North America's packaging operation in the Park 24 Business Park off Highway 20 in Mount Pleasant will be up before the Village Plan Commission at its Wednesday afternoon meeting. The Italian-based company wants to add almost 126,000 square feet under the current 323,610-square-foot warehouse and manufacturing facility. It's occupied on Globe Drive the past few years. The addition is being built south of the current CETA facility and will accommodate increased demand. 9th District Racine Alderman Terry McCarthy is asking for a committee of the whole meeting on police use of force, an issue that's grabbed attention not just in other parts of Wisconsin, but around the country. The request is contained in the Common Council's agenda for tomorrow night. The communication requests a presentation from Police Chief Art Howell on the department's policy when it comes to the circumstances of officers using force and the follow-up investigation related to that action. Council President Dennis Weiser will schedule the committee of the whole, presumably in the near future, with the 2016 budget process approaching and expected to take center stage. OSHA will be investigating the death of a construction worker at a site a block from the state capitol building in Madison. Police say the man fell about six stories just before noon at a building site on North Webster. He was taken to a hospital but did not survive his injuries. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.